The Camden Meeting. Sabbath morning quite a number gathered for worship, but the deceitful woman was not present. I inquired of a sister if this was all their company. She said it was. The woman whom I had seen in the vision lived 4 miles from the place, and the sister did not think of her. But soon she entered, and I immediately recognized her as the woman whose real character the Lord had shown me. In the course of the meeting, she talked quite lengthily, saying that she had perfect love, and enjoyed holiness of heart, that she did not have trials and temptations, but enjoyed perfect peace and submission to the will of God. From the meeting I returned to the home of Brother Preston with feelings of great sadness. That night I dreamed that a secret closet filled with rubbish was open to me, and I was told that it was my work to clear it out. By the light of a lamp I removed the rubbish, and told those with me that the room could be filled with more valuable things. On Sunday morning we met with the brethren, and my husband arose to preach on the parable of the 10 virgins. He had no freedom in speaking, and proposed that we have a season of prayer. We bowed before the Lord, and engaged in earnest prayer. The dark cloud was lifted, and I was taken off in vision, and again shown the case of this woman. She was represented to me as being in perfect darkness. Jesus frowned upon her and her husband. That withering frown caused me to tremble. I saw that she had acted the hypocrite, professing holiness while her heart was full of corruption. After I came out of vision, I related with trembling, yet with faithfulness, what I had seen. The woman calmly said, "I am glad the Lord knows my heart. He knows that I love Him. If my heart could only be opened that you might see it, you would see that it is pure and clean." The minds of some were unsettled. They did not know whether to believe what the Lord had shown me, or to let appearance weigh against the testimony I had borne. Not long after this, terrible fear seized the woman. A horror rested upon her, and she began to confess. She even went from house to house among her unbelieving neighbors, and confessed that the man she had been living with for years was not her husband, that she ran away from England, and left a kind husband and 1 child. Many other wicked acts she confessed. Her repentance seemed to be genuine, and in some cases she restored what she had taken wrongfully. As a result of this experience, our brethren and sisters in Camden, and their neighbors, were fully established in the belief that God had revealed to me the things which I had spoken, and that the message was given them in mercy and love, to save them from deception and dangerous error.